Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, yeah. And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as we move toward Christmas and the end of 2024 and the beginning of 2025. Mm. And I tell you what, 2025, looking at my calendar and what's booked, it's going to be busy. Lots of opportunities.
Very good.
And, you know, January, lots of big, really good shows start.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of them has a bit of a new name, but it's from old reliable friends. The Texas Trophy Hunter Association Safari Club International are producing the Outdoor Extravaganza at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center, January 10 through 12. And
Where is that?
Huh?
Where is that?
Dallas.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say that?
No.
Everybody knows where K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center
right,
is.
Right, right.
In Dallas, and our guest today is Texas Trophy Hunter Association President Christina Pittman. Christina is going to give us an update and preview as to what's going to take place. Everybody's familiar with the Hunter's Extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
This is much more broad.
Okay.
Instead of regional or somewhat domestic.
Mm-hmm.
This thing's got an international flair to it.
All right.
So,
well, don't give it all away.
No, I'm not going to give it all away. But I mean, it is exciting as to what's going to take place. Plus, we'll see what's going on in the world of news here in Texas as well as nationally. So, y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And my goodness, are y'all still shopping?
Huh? Of course.
Oh, and isn't it great that Amazon employees went on strike?
How did I miss that?
I don't know.
Not a good time of the year to do that.
Not a good time of the day. But, and I'm going, okay, from a negotiating standpoint,
It is a good time.
It is a good time to do that.
Yeah.
If you're putting pressure, but my right. goodness, I'm going, for all those going, oh, I'll just call Amazon.
Mm-hmm,
I'll just do this. It's
right.
like, up. You may have to
wow.
get out and deal with the masses.
There you
you
go.
Know? So it's always about money. And
yes,
Texas Parks and Wildlife Department has been awarded more than $8 million for oyster restoration project. This significant boost to what has already been received, and the money's coming from the feds.
Oh.
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Office of Habitat Conservation, as part of the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law and Inflation Reduction Act. Now, what the devil does that mean?
I don't know.
But anyway, led in collaboration with project partners Coastal Bend Bays and Estuary Programs, Mission Aransas National Estuarian Research Reserve, the Nature Conservancy, Heart Research, Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. You know, these cutting-edge projects aim to restore heavily degraded oyster reefs within the next 4 years. So that's great. And it's amazing what those oysters can do in the way of filtration of our waters.
Mm, very good.
What's going on the national scene?
Well, industry giving back. Winchester Ammo, they pledged $100,000 to the Folds of Honor. This commitment will help provide educational scholarships to the spouses and children of fallen or disabled service members of the U.S. Armed Forces. Since 21, Winchester has contributed a total of $425,000 to Folds of Honor. They have a long history in support of the U.S. military, of course, dating back to the early 1900s. They introduced its USA Valor series of ammunition in 21, which pays tribute to Folds of Honor and U.S. military first responders. Since its launch, more than 200 million rounds of USA Valor ammunition have been sold in boxes featuring the Folds of Honor logo in support of their mission.
Well, if we're speaking about Winchester,
yeah.
we need to acknowledge their support of the National Shooting Sports Foundation First Shots Program.
Okay.
All right. And this is like year four for them to Winchester to donate 40,000 rounds of rimfire ammunition. This is their 40-grain, 22 long rifle target and plinking, you know,
okay.
caliber.
Right.
And like I said, it brings Winchester's total to 160,000. Zach Snow, NSSF Director of Member Development, says, as with Winchester's past donation of rimfire ammunition, this year's will allow first-time and novice target shooters to gain experience in handling and using firearms safely. America in growing numbers are eager to learn about firearm ownership, and First Shots has been designed to assist them by providing education in the classroom and experience on the firing line.
40,000 rounds of 22.
Yeah.
That's about what I have, I think.
Really?
You can't ever have too much 22 long rifle.
Speaking of that,
yes.
you know, there is so many YouTube programs.
Yes.
And they're now looking at what actually a 22 can do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with some of the
sure.
hotter loads, you
right.
know?
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, they're picking on pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Earshots.
Done it.
You know?
Yeah.
Earshots with a 22. That's just amazing.
Drop like a rock.
Yeah. And then if you want to step up to a 22 mag,
uh-huh.
you know, just more better.
There you go.
Yeah. What else you got?
Hey, you're gonna find this interesting.
All right.
Okay.
They've shut down all the EV projects.
No, not yet. Oh. Not yet. I know you got your hopes
okay.
up. Sniffing out CWD.
Sniffing out.
Dogs'
okay.
noses are even more amazing than we knew.
All right.
After extensive training and testing with six shelter dogs in a laboratory and field settings, researchers have found out that dogs are very good at sniffing out chronic wasting disease. In both farmed and wild white-tailed deer, all six trained dogs correctly identified CWD infecting deer with an 85 to 90% accuracy. These findings, recently published in the journal Plus One, suggest that the health status of wild and farmed cervids can be evaluated non-invasively for CWD infection with trained dogs, thereby providing an effective tool for rapid surveillance. This study clearly demonstrates the feasibility of deploying trained biodetectors for CWD surveillance in white-tailed deer.
Okay, let's put this in perspective.
Well, let's do that.
Give me the numbers again, the percentages.
85 to 90.
85 to 90.
Yeah.
Percent accuracy.
Yeah.
Which then, if that's the case, you can then run it through the chute and get a sample as a live test.
Right.
That I think is like 93% accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or you put the animal down and it's 100% accurate.
There you go. There's options.
There's options.
Yeah.
Right.
But that is interesting, though.
Yeah. I mean, just.
Here's one.
Yeah. And they start shaking. Oh, no. What's next? What else is going on?
Oh, more?
Yeah.
Okay. National Shooting Sports Foundation adds, which I like this, resources for veterans. They developed a web page containing resources for military veterans, including a fact sheet discussing mistaken beliefs that caused some veterans to forego seeking health care from the Department of Veterans, VA, because of concerns about having their firearms taken away.
Mm.
Understanding the facts about this topic can help veterans make informed decisions about seeking the health care they are entitled to, said the National Shooting Sports Foundation President and CEO Joe Bartosi. This care can range from a routine checkup to a hip replacement to screening for PTSD to mental health care. Fact sheets titled Correcting Mistaken Beliefs About the VA Confiscating Veterans' Guns. And you can go to NSSF.org to get information on that webpage. It includes information about several veterans-focused initiatives, include programs to help prevent suicide among veterans and non-veteran populations, and a careers center that lists job opportunities in the firearms industry, which employs thousands of veterans.
So, hopefully, come January 20th, we will see a change in the feds as opposed to taking a blanket
right,
and just trying to cover everyone.
Uh-huh.
And going back to looking at individual cases.
Absolutely. Yes, it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got, let's see, Outdoor Report?
Mm-hmm.
Best bets?
Yep.
We're going to find out if Harold's been behaving with his on or off road right after this.
No, I haven't. America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha. But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. A portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind. For decades, the original blind, that is B-L-Y-N-D, has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. My models I've had over 20 years, still being used today. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories, and the new cottonseed feeder. I've been testing one at my place, and they cleaned it out. Okay? All of these goodies can be found at blind.com. That is BLYND.com. And remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
And you can see the blind lineup of products at Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. More Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady, as well as West Texas Game Feeders in San Angelo. And on those cottonseed feeders, we know from John Sewell at Harris Ranch, who's been a guest in the past, and he said what you want to do is you want to put at least two around the water source that you're feeding. Three's better.
Right.
The thinking is so that the dominant buck will come in and claim that feeder as his.
Right.
Okay? This allows the rest of the herd to have a place to go and get the benefits of cottonseed.
And it works.
It does. Oh, man, it does. So,
hey!
Go ahead.
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday's rated as fair. The Sunday plunges to poor, while Monday's another fair day. Tuesday rebounds to good. Wednesday and Thursday are our two best days of the week. Friday, next Saturday, and Sunday, a trio of good days. This weekend, look for the game to be most active from late afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. On Monday, Tuesday, a major time shift occurs, with the game beginning to actively feed from well before sunrise until mid-morning. On Wednesday and Thursday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of sunrise, continue until either side of the noon hour. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday will see this most active period occur from early morning until early afternoon. On Sunday, December the 22nd, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide for the day. This Sunday through Wednesday, a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high, two low. Thursday through next Sunday will each have a single tide schedule.
All right. On the coast, we're playing the wind, and we're playing the water temperature. And that's what we're going to be doing, looks like, through the majority of winter. That's not going to show up. I mean, play the wind. You know, north wind blows, drops the tide out. A lot of reports, particularly from over Lake Calcasieu, Sabine Lake, up in Galveston Bay complex, about low tides having dropped out. However, the chill down that we experienced the end of this week is changing this weekend and on over Christmas and into the new year, where things are going to warm up. And with that, you're going to want to head to those shallow water flats as they're going to warm most quickly. You know, one of my most favorite areas is the Chocolate Bayou, Chocolate Bay, Bastrop, Christmas, down by San Luis Pass. But you can find similar type waters all over, you know, the upper coast, down to Matagorda, working the shorelines. Tommy Kuntz tells us to go up the river. We haven't had that much rain to mess up, you know, downstream flow, and just load it with trout and redfish. And that's pretty easy. That, and also that river helps get you out of any wind, you know. Mid-coast area, in behind the St. Joe Island, we'll use that as a great example. When the water is flooding or the tides are coming in, fish in the back lakes. When it starts to turn and the water recedes, fish the outside beaches. All the way down to the grass beds south of the JFK Causeway, that's really an overlooked area. You've got the flats around the crash channels. Down to Baffin Bay, things are picking up. Always got the land cut, either from the coming to the north or up from Port Mansfield from the south. Great fishing there. And then the lower Laguna Madre, back in behind Padre, South Padre Island, Brownsville Ship Channel, South Bay. And don't forget, number one, we can keep flounder again as of last weekend on the 15th.
Now, I'm asking about this because is there still the no gig periods?
Yes, there was, but now that's all passed.
Okay.
Okay, it was actually no gig, no catch, even with hook and line.
Ah, okay.
Okay, but you all can right. go back and you can now fish. And all the reports are saying, and it gets indicative of us not having really cold water temperatures, is they seem to be around the inside of passes and inside flats, on the inside of the jetties. So that's pretty cool. And don't forget, you got out to 9 nautical miles. Great red snapper fishing.
And, you know, Flounder, you can do like some restaurants, too. You get a little round cookie cutter and chop them up, and you cook it, and you tell everybody it's scallops.
No, that's stingray.
No, also a flounder.
Now, you wouldn't want to do that to a flounder.
Well, I'm not saying I want to do it. I'm just saying that I've heard about it being done.
And I think it's stingray is what you're thinking of.
Well, that's not what I'm thinking of, but that's all right. I'll be that way.
Yeah, the old salt that you are.
Let's
you
talk know. Pigs, yeah. Anyway, enough of that. All right, let's go to East Texas. Enough of this silliness. Conroe, crappie are in 12 to 22 feet close in or in structure, hitting jigs and minnows. Many reports of catches in 4 feet north of, what? Yeah, in 4 feet north of 1097. I'm sorry. 4 feet north. Hybrid stripers have been schooling in 15 to 26 feet of water, hanging on flats and drop-offs. Many anglers are trolling with a deep diver and a pet spoon trailer. Fork. Bass are good on Viper XP jigs and Texas rigs around big wood near any depth changes like creeks and ditches in 5 to 7 feet. Square-bill crankbaits and chatterbaits are good around docks in 3 to 6 feet. Carolina rigs are good on long points in 8 to 15 feet. Lake of the Pines, largemouth bass, the bite is excellent. The fish are bulking up for the winter. Have been biting shad-colored baits up in shallow coves and creek channels. Flukes, small swim baits, or dark-colored jigs around boat ramps have produced good-sized fish. Nackinich. Largemouth bass are excellent on small swim baits. Carolina rigs and drop shots. Crappie are excellent on brush piles and standing timber with a 1/16-ounce white crappie jig on a split shot. Nacogdoches. Largemouth bass are excellent with catches to 11 pounds on large swim baits. And Carolina rigs off the bottom in creek channel swings in 12 to 15 feet of water. Crappie are excellent in 12 to 15 feet of water around standing timber and brush piles with a 1/16-ounce translucent white crappie jig or a split-shot rig. Big Sam Rayburn bass are chasing shad in the shallows and off points. When you can find grass on the south end, there is usually a bass being caught on crankbaits. Crappie and white bass are moving in the river channel. Catfish are good in 15 to 26 feet of water on cut bait and minnows. Fayette. Bass are good on rattle traps, topwaters, shaky heads, some drop shots in 2 to 20 feet of water. Find the bait, find the fish. Limestone. Fishing patterns are holding steady. Crappie are in 10 to 18 feet on offshore brush being caught on minnows or tight lining straight down in standing timber. Catfish are being caught in 10 to 20 feet on cut bait and minnows. Largemouth bass are being caught in water from 2 to 18 feet on docks, timber, bulkheads, rocks, with Texas rigs, jigs, chatterbaits, and spinnerbait. Whitney. Catfish are good using punch bait in 18 to 25 feet of water. Stripers are hitting better on live bait, are trolling in 20 to 30 feet of water.
All right, let's head out to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir, still low, but white bass are good in 30 to 40 feet of water on spoons, underspins, and umbrella rigs. Basically, fish the rivers, folks. That's what happens when the water level drops. Corpus Christi reports of good blue catfish bite in 19 feet of water coming off the bottom. These are fish that are in that 1.5 to 4 pound range. Falcon, alligator gar on rod and reel, and bow fishing has slowed a little bit due to cold weather, but the trophy catfish are good in 8 to 12 feet of water with fresh cut bait on Santee Cooper rigs. Keeper catfish are good in 3 to 10 feet of water on vertical structure. Allen Henry crappie, always good, 15 to 30 feet of water. Catfish are good on liver and shad. Meredith, we mentioned last week about a stocking of rainbow trout mm-hmm. out in Stilling Basin, and understand the fishing has been just phenomenal. Walleye remain good on minnows, grubs, and other artificial baits.
Okay, heading to the Hill Country, Canyon largemouth bass are excellent along grass edges with chatterbaits, crankbaits, really whatever your favorite lure is. White bass are good in 30 to 50 feet of water with white or silver slabs spoons. LBJ, Channel and Blue Cats are good on punch bait in 22 to 26 feet of water over drop-offs and rock piles. Bass are working docks and bulkheads with creature baits, worms, and flukes. A frog or topwater around vegetation is working well, and don't forget a wake bite. Okay, Travis. Bass are chasing shad in the backs of coves and cuts near deeper water. Also work the deeper water docks on Main Lake with jigs and Texas rigged power worms in pumpkin colors. A rattle trap or shallow crank in any craw colors is working well right now as well.
On LBJ,
yo,
that's not to forget a wake bait, not a wake bite.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A wake bite.
Wake bait.
Yeah. Topwater action really is good. Just another option to get after it. On the hunting scene, we are winding down, and the general whitetail deer season in North Texas, along with the Rio Grande turkey fall season, will close at sunset on January the 5th. So we got a couple of weeks left, and then the general season's done. The South Texas whitetail deer season and Rio Grande turkey season will close on the 19th. A lot of bird hunting still available. Light and dark geese in the east zone through January 26th. Light and dark geese in the west zone. You've got, I love this, and I chuckle every year. Rio Grande turkey fall season in Brooks, Kennedy, Cleburne, and Willsey County through February 23rd. And then I believe it reopens about a month later, for the spring season.
Right.
Quail season through February 23rd. And, of course, you got the fall squirrel season through February 23rd as well. All right, you scared me a little bit.
Oh, trust me. Gas.
No, I never.
Gasoline and lots of it. No, this, I tell you what, I've been having some serious fun. It's going to be interesting to see how some of this stuff rolls out, too. It's the 2025 Dodge Durango RT 20th Anniversary Premium All-Wheel Drive. And this is sort of a bye-bye tribute to the Hemi V8, which they announced they're going to stop making. But then now they've been hurting so much on a lot of their vehicles that the guy that was head of Ram has now come back as head of Ram. The CEO of Stellantis has resigned, so we're going to see if that holds true because it's such a famous classic engine. Who wants to get rid of all that Detroit iron, man? And this thing, golly, does it run good. I'm really sort of shocked it's only 360 horsepower. It seems like a lot more. 8,700 pounds of towing. Roomy inside. Three rows. Second row are these really nice captain's chairs. You fold all that stuff down. A lot of storage. If this thing is worth driving just to listen to the tailpipes. I mean, the exhaust note, and this is fabulous. I'll sit in the parking lot and start it and stop it and start it. Boom. Hey! But a lot of fun. Like I say, very spacious cabin. Great handling. Really handles the twisties good. A lot of drivability. I have had a chance to run a pre-version of this and also the Jeep Grand Cherokee SRTs they did with all-wheel drive, and it is mind-blowing how they hug the highway. This thing's got a two-speed on-demand transfer case. It's got switches for ice, snow, track. Well, it's T. It either stands for track or ticket. SRT performance package on this thing. All the safety equipment one would expect, but a lot of luxury. Really good ride. Base is 54, but this one was loaded to the absolute gills with, again, mentioning the high-performance exhaust at 72. So you'll appreciate this. It sucks up 14 miles per gallon in the city and 22 on the highway, but it really is a great ride.
I've never been able to get 22 on the highway.
I know I've ridden with you.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, check it out. 2025 Durango. Again, this will be a keeper. RT 20th Anniversary Premium All-Wheel Drive.
Just a suggestion for a future segment of On or Off Road.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it to you earlier this week. Mm. I saw the new body styling of the Ford Bronco Sport.
Right.
And it has so much of the original Ford Bronco,
mm-hmm.
lay down windshield, doors that come off,
correct.
Things of that nature.
Right.
And you said you've driven one.
Yeah.
We haven't heard about that.
But a lot of those are people that buy that too are never going to use all that stuff. But yeah. He will.
Next week? Or in
I don't know,
weeks
maybe. Ago? I don't know. Depends on my mood. We'll find out. I'll have to go back to the files.
Okay, folks, I'm trying.
Really hard, too.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Texas Trophy Hunter Association President Christina Pittman, she's on her way with a preview for us.
Each year, the most impactful hunting and conservation gathering takes place. And in 2025, it's in Atlanta, Georgia, January 9th through 12th. Hi, I'm Dallas Safari Club and DSC Foundation Acting CEO Brian Feinhold, inviting you to join us at the Georgia World Congress Center for an incredible sporting expo, inspiring speakers, and exciting auctions featuring the finest in hunting and fishing outfitters, merchandisers, artists, and firearm manufacturers. Your participation directly impacts the DSC mission, ensuring the future of wildlife and wild places. Details are at biggame.org. See you there.
I'm Sinequa Martin Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical-trials today.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$49 Christmas special. That's any combination of 3 subscriptions or 3 years at just $49. Give 3 friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $49. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions. Just $49. Or sign up or renew for 3 years for just $49. To subscribe, call 713-957-3997 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. That's TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Oldswall and Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture is in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they have been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you, when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold to those values today. Spear Ag is the home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk and they deliver. Spear Ag's also your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com. For more information on Spear Ag's Feeder Max lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermax.com. Or you can just give them a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. Construction continues.
Yes.
Yes, and can't wait to see the new plant when it is finished. Speaking of new, This is an expansion, and this is really excited. Widely known as the annual Hunter's Extravaganzas. Now, Texas Trophy Hunter Association and Safari Club International's Outdoor Extravaganza comes to the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center, and that's going to be January 10 through 12. To give us a preview is our friend Christina Pittman, President, Texas Trophy Hunters Association. Christina, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys?
We are doing great. I got to jump right in here because, Bill, the notes that he showed me, previewing the huge, how big is it?
It's going to be pretty big. I will tell you, I want everyone to come to see and find out. It's going to be a big show. It's going to be the biggest one in Dallas, and we are ecstatic and excited about having the show at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center.
We talked about when we set this interview up, because changing it from the Hunter's Extravaganza, which occur through the year and before hunting season starts, to outdoors, just the expanded exhibitors, seminars, things of that nature, it's going to go from a regional flavor to, you know, worldwide, really, right?
It absolutely is. You know, we love our Hunters Extravaganzas. We pride ourselves on our Hunters Extravaganzas, and they are set and fantastic during the summer shows. This is going to be a new one-of-a-kind show. That is going to do, it's going to be a different experience. So don't think it's going to be very similar to Hunter's Extravaganza. It's a new show. We're ecstatic. This is the first time, together with Safari Club International, that we're combining together, we're combining forces, and we'll have this new show called the Outdoors Extravaganza.
That, you know, that is so cool. And I know, like you know, those that hunt fish and those that fish hunt, and there's going to be a blend of you know, some outfitters or guides on fishing, not only maybe domestically but from around the world, right?
That is correct. And we will hopefully we'll be putting out the floor plan and the exhibitor list pretty soon. We're working on that, and you know, you can visit our website and it'll be up there pretty soon.
And the website is so easy. It's Outdoors, with an S, OutdoorsExtravaganza.com. And lots of information there and getting involved. Obviously, the show is the exhibitors, but then you're bringing in some speakers and seminars to help expand on the information that's available. Any names that are, is it still in being assembled, or where are you on that?
We're still finalizing it. Our goal is to have that up by tomorrow. We're going to have a seminar on air guns. We'll have a seminar on knife sharpening and choosing the proper knife. We'll also have another seminar on shooting high quality photos of your trophy, so we can kind of, you know, encourage people to submit their stories to the journal and really, you know, talk about our hunting experiences.
You know, one thing that I always encourage people this time of year is, as the seasons close, it's time to evaluate what worked, what's broken, what needs to be repaired or replaced, and all those components are available at the Outdoors Extravaganza, right?
That's absolutely right.
That's great. Hey, listen, hold on, because we need to take the mid-show break. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Christina Pittman, president of Texas Trophy Hunters Association. We're talking about the Outdoors Extravaganza right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Save the date for the biggest hunting show in Dallas, Texas. Texas Trophy Hunters Association and SCI are kicking the year off with the Outdoors Extravaganza at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Center in Dallas, Texas, January 10th through the 12th. Come book a hunt, see all the newest outdoor gear, enjoy nightly events, and have fun with the whole family. See you in Dallas. Get your tickets today at OutdoorsExtravaganza.com.
It is going to be great. It's going to be fun with so much information. Really exciting. Again, January 10 through 12, the Outdoors Extravaganza. Well, we're rejoined by Christina Pittman, president of Texas Trophy Hunters Association. Listening to The Spot, Christina, talking about night activities. There's some special events going to be happening, right?
There are. We'll kick off Friday with kind of a boots, beer, and barbecue event for our members, and that will be, we'll have a, you know, an auction during that evening. We'll have dinner. We'll have a lot of fun, and then Carson Jeffrey will be playing at the event on Friday, and then Saturday we go into you know, big announcement that Texas Trophy Hunters Foundation will be announced. So we'll try to raise funds for our new foundation, and that'll be a little bit more, you know, cocktail type dress. And then we'll also have Ella Langley there. So Ella Langley will be performing. If you guys are familiar with her, she's fantastic. She sings country. We love her. So she'll be there in support of Texas Trophy Hunters Foundation and Safari Club International.
Outstanding. Go ahead, Harold.
Yeah, Christina, listening to The Spots, too, talking about family. So what are some of the family activities that are going to be there?
So, you know, I told you a little bit about, it's not going to be Hunter's Extravaganza. Well, we're going to have a little bit of an extravaganza there too, right? So we will have our alligators there at the show, and then we'll have our snakes there at the show for all the family to come check them out. So we'll have a gator show and a snake show for the kids, and then we'll also have some, you know, just some fun stuff for the kids to come out, and it's fun for the whole family. I pride myself in, you know, yes, I love to hunt before I had children, and now it's such a different experience to see it through their eyes, and that's what we really want to capitalize on, getting those kids out there and having them enjoy the same things we love.
You know, one of the things that I encourage attendees is don't get center aisle fever. I mean, they come and they pay for parking.
Yeah.
They pay the admission.
Right.
They're with their buddy who they've talked to on the way to the event. Uh-huh. And they're sitting there talking and passing up all this wealth of information
right.
that is there. And with the youngsters, let them listen in. You know, introduce them to the exhibitor and ask questions. It's how we learn. It's how we pass it on to the next generation.
Well, a show like that, you really want to work every aisle, because over in a corner, you might find something you didn't know about.
Good question.
Yeah.
Good point.
All right.
Are you all going to have weekend passes so people can, I mean, because quite honestly, a show as big as I am anticipating it to be, you're not going to be able to cover it in one day. You need to come for the whole weekend.
No. So what we're doing this year is for $35, you'll be coming in for that whole weekend. So you can come in Friday through Sunday for that $35. And what that includes is that weekend pass. It includes a year membership to Texas Trophy Hunters Association. It includes a $25 gift card to Do All Outdoors. And then you get exclusive member discounts that are on the floor and access to a lot of fun stuff with being a TTHA member.
So you can buy stuff there?
You can.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yep.
There's a lot of shows you can.
So you can. And the other thing that we're doing this year, too, is you're able to be, you can do a combo package for $60, and you'll be a member to Texas Trophy Hunters Association and Safari Club International. And that gets you a $150 gift card along with memberships to both of our organizations.
Oh, that's way cool.
Wow.
That's way cool. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but you know me. I do anyway. on the international, obviously, Texas is going to be well represented, both on the hunting and fishing. You know, I'm anticipating mountain states because their season's been over, folks coming in. How about international flair? South America and Canada going to have a
representation? We will have a huge presence of It's going to be fantastic. We have everyone. We have plenty of outfitters from all over. So it's going to be great.
I'm not going to share everything. Christina is so cute, so funny, and she gets so excited, you know, and then she gets me excited, and then we're just a disaster together.
You already worn me out. I'm totally worn out.
how about going over to either Europe or Africa? Anything working there?
We will. We'll have outfitters from Europe. We'll have outfitters from Africa. We have people from the state of Alaska, from the state of Minnesota. I mean, we have it all. It's going to be a very, very, very good show. We're excited. We want to be in Texas. We love Texas, and we love it. So it's going to be great.
Absolutely. Again, the website, outdoorsextravaganza.com. The date, January 10 through 12, that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, Texas. Sounds like y'all have really covered a lot of the bases and so much new and expansion. I mean, it was something, what was it, a little over 3 years ago when SCI, our Texas Trophy Hunters became a part of SCI. Now you've got the Texas Trophy Hunters Association Foundation. The foundation is just going to be a vehicle for what, lobbying or raising funds or all the above?
All the above. Specifically, what we want to do is, like I said, our future is in youth, right? And so with our college chapters, we want to be able to provide them with some sponsorships that are geared into our outdoor industry and agriculture. We want to support our future. And that's the best way we can think of, is creating the foundation with scholarships. And then also being able to provide research for here in the state of Texas on anything that we possibly can that will help Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Well, and as we move toward the date in the next few shows, Christina will provide us with the seminar lineup.
Ah.
I'm sure there's some familiar names that will be mentioned, you know, along with topics. and so excited about that. Again, for more information, outdoorsextravaganza.com, January 10 through 12, K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. And it's as the spot said, the biggest show in Dallas. It's great venue. Everybody turns out, and lots and lots to see and do. Plus, the entertainment lineup sounds exciting. Christina, we appreciate you joining us today. Before we part, there's something else that's going to happen this
what?
Year.
Yeah.
Or in 2025.
What?
Midland. Midland?
Yes.
Midland?
What's going on there?
So, you know, we're celebrating our 50th year, and, you know, I failed to say that, but we are celebrating 50 years of Texas Trophy Hunters Association. And Jerry Johnson, our founder, he started this, and we are just wanting to run and take it to the next level. So not only are we doing this outdoors extravaganza, we're doing a hunting and fishing extravaganza in Midland, Texas in April.
And I believe it's the second weekend in April, if my calendar is correct. And
April 11th to the 13th.
That's going to open up a whole other part of Texas covering the outdoor
Indeed.
Opportunities out west. And we'll be telling you more about that in the weeks and months to come. Christina, have a very Merry Christmas. Tell everybody in your team that we said Merry Christmas and all the best in 2025. We'll see you in Dallas at the Outdoors Extravaganza.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, it's seasons, okay? Through January 14th, late dove season central zone. January 21, late dove season south zone. Through January 26th, the duck regular season second split, dusky duck second split south zone. Through January 7, dove late season north zone. And by the way, December 25th is Christmas. So we want everybody to have a very Merry Christmas, and we want you to go shopping and fill up the bed of your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Well, if the mail gets delivered on time, you may still have time to get some stocking stuffers from Hybrid Light. Flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. They charge with a USB cord. Any light source, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, you can use these lights to charge your phone. So for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping, go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that is 20% off, free, same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I tell you what, I am excited for the new year to be here for so many reasons. And with the shows that kick off in January, like the new Outdoors Extravaganza. Really, it's not new. It's just an expansion of what's been done for 50 years. And with other facets. It's not just hunting. It's not just fishing. And the outdoors component.
Probably camping.
Yes, camping like too. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, I mean, lots of neat stuff. And then the entertainment lineup. Good solid lineup, things to do, and
I see you doing your two-step right now. I can see that.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Pretty light on my feet still, you know. But need to stop by the Texas Outdoors Journal booth. We will be there.
Okay.
Would not miss it for anything. Their website, again, outdoorsextravaganza.com. That's outdoors with an S. Not outdoor, outdoorsextravaganza.com. We want to thank Christina Pittman for joining us today and giving us an update.
That's like Texas Outdoors Journal with an S, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Anyway, check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. You see a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. We archive all the shows there, so if you go, what'd they say? Well, you can play it over and over again, okay? And, of course, you must remember that we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealer. So, first and foremost, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you all. And then be safe out there so you can join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.
Merry Christmas.